I still think he's better than Drew Hutchison.
Oh, for sure, mate. You can play half over Drew Hutchison, bro. You sort of look like Drew Hutchison.
Oh, don't, no. Oh. I'm not a Yaris, bro. Come on.
Back to my boy, Tane Milne.
That's who Payne Haas trained with.
Yeah, that's exactly who he trained with, bro. Cool. Now we're working it out.
Mate, you nearly lost the Parramatta.
You said that faster than I said the Dolphins one.
Yeah, but your team.
I don't like that speed, mate. Yeah, I think you slow it down. I think you say that again, but the speed it deserves. All right.
Like, oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share, do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
No, you should do it the Canberra Raiders way.
Yeah. Finally, the Canberra Raiders' honeymoon is kind of over. We all sit there and thought that they're going to be machines, but mainly Ruben Garrick,
the referee.
Because before we get into the actual episode and we do all the introductions and all that shit, yesterday I was watching the game. It was like 18-0. Bullimore scored the second. He scored a double, and I was like, I need an 8 now, you know? So we went an 8, whatever. I came back. I go on my Instagram. I forgot the game was on. I say, Garrick Aura, 4 tries. I bought him this week. I was like, oh, yeah, that's hectic. Go on the game. It's like 40-0, bro. I was like, what the hell just happened? Like,
it was insane.
Insanity, bro.
I saw he had a kid. I didn't know he had 18.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, it was crazy. Like, yeah.
That was a good
one. No, he's Sebastian Garrick. That's what we call him now.
Bro, that was crazy. Anyway, boys, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. It's finally good to have the boys back. We got Flaxie back in. We got Fred back in. Fred was sick last week, so he did his he done his little annual leave. He's not allowed to have any more annual leave this year. What? He'll be double shifting next week.
I'm still sick, bro. That's a crazy thing. It won't fucking go away.
Nah, I think next week I won't be on. I think T or Winston will be on, and Flaxie and Fred obviously. Boys, how are you? How's your weekend? How's your week?
Great.
Yeah, I miss you, bro. How you feeling? You feeling better?
I'm doing good, bro. 3-0.
3-0 feels good, huh?
3-0. Some people don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Mate, all I
took. Here we go. Ready for defense mode.
All I took from this week is that we're winning the comp, you know? So, like.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But honestly, I'm always faithful in Penrith, but I don't know about that.
No, he's sort of right, but I'd come out of that.
I'd come out of
like
confident.
It was a win.
Yeah, but at the same time, I still don't think I'm winning the comp. Like, that fifth one is probably.
Four times.
Isn't that crazy that we're saying that shit? Like. Yeah, but the fifth one's hard. You know what I mean? Is that crazy? Because
this one, everything you've told me the past years, I've heard it already.
Yeah, like know? The fifth one's harder than the fourth one. Yeah. But brother, we're just on four. Who cares? Anyway, boys, Bulldogs, Parramatta. We'll start off with that one. Anxiety game, right? For all of us, Parramatta fans were excited because they finally seen their team, bite back a little bit. We've seen the Fox play. We've seen Curran turn into a ref. We're going to get into everything about the Bulldogs, but we did win the game 16-8. I did think that was one of the best defensive games I've seen from us in a long, long, long time, bro. And even though Parramatta didn't have the class to finish the games off, there were like offloads. There were moments where against other teams, we would have folded. Or in other games, we would have folded. You know, we would have considered another one or two. Maybe still would have won the game. I don't know why, and I don't know how I believe that. But just because maybe it's us. But it felt good to finally win at Combank, bro. I'm going to read you a stat quickly. The last time we beat Parramatta on a Sunday, do you want to guess the year?
2009.
Yeah, it's a good guess. Would you have guessed that? Or would
I
you
was thinking
was
2012.
It?
Yeah, 2009.
I remember that we absolutely nicked them, bro. Big time. On like Easter Sunday, something like that.
Yeah, so
Orthodox Easter.
So we absolutely pumped them that day. And then like we haven't beat them on a Sunday since. So.
That's insane.
I just want you to know, say last year, yeah. Something to compel that stat, they also made the grand final that year. So,
oh wow, yeah, oh. So. I wonder what Melbourne did.
Shout out to Melbourne!
Shout out to Melbourne for that one. By the way, Melbourne, I watched the. You know what? We'll speak about that. We'll speak about a bit after. Boys, what did you take away from this game other than just defense, bro?
Bro, we missed Matt Burton, bro. I told you all like this, like when you're talking about most valuable players to a team and the way they play. Matt Burton is like top three in terms of how much we rely on him.
Of course.
Because everything that we are weak at is made up for by Matt Burton and his kicking game. And his running game.
His boot just solves all our problems, bro.
Dude, his boot and in attack, dude, he has aura. Like everybody's got to be careful about where Matt Burton is because he's a strong runner of the football. But man, like we don't have meters in this team, especially without Karaz.
And Sam Hughes, bro.
So Karaz, Sam Hughes, like we lack... Even with them, we still lack meters because our forward pack, we don't like if unless Max King is keeps playing the way he's playing, we don't have a guy to make 150 meters plus and get us out of our own end.
He's been unbelievable, man.
And we always have sets where every single game we make like 22 meters and we need to get out of trouble. And Toby was not, even though he broke the record for most kick meters in a game or something like that.
Another stat for your
I saw that. I couldn't believe it, but we were completing at a really high rate. So there was a lot of kicks for him to make. But like if Matt was there, he would have broken the record by 300.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And Toby, man, he tried his best, bro. But those kicks were not getting us out of trouble like we needed them to.
It was just kicking for the sake of it.
And we got nicked in the territory battle. Like, absolutely could not get out of our own half. And it's actually crazy that we only conceded 8 points. Because, dude, like, Like, they were camped in our end for a lot of that game and a lot of that second half. I don't know how the hell we only conceded one in that second half. But the boys dug deep. I could tell from Soraldo's game, whatever the NRL equivalent of parking the bus is, Soraldo was going to do it.
Yeah.
He said, it's not going to be pretty. We're not going to be the best.
Jose Soraldo.
Bro, he parked the bus. We went one out. I'm telling you, we threw one offload the whole game.
Yeah,
we went one out. 70. It was like watching the old dogs, like from 2 years ago, but with really good defense, right? Yeah. And even though I think the defense was better in the two games before that, it's the fact that we turned off at the end. Today, yesterday, we did not turn off.
Mm.
And we were just locked in defensively the whole game. But I'm looking at that game and I'm like, I actually don't think it was our best defensive performance, man. It's just the line speed at times was really lacking. I think we can definitely improve.
I think we were really good, like, defensive, like, not even just defense-wise. I'm talking about, like, the mentality-wise, like, not conceding. Boys, like, when we just can't, you know what I mean? Like, people are throwing themselves everywhere. Parramatta had the ball for so long, cuz I get it, to miss tackles. I get it when you're going to be fatigued. You're going to be fresh. You're going to miss tackles. We missed more tackles than them in the first half, I think.
We missed more tackles than everybody. I'm talking
about, like, I know the whole game we did, but I'm saying in the first half, when we were dominant, we still missed more tackles.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it doesn't make sense to me. So for us to sit there and actually get through that game, and, man, I thought we had, like, I don't know, but I looked at Croydon. I feel like everyone was so tired.
Yeah, like, I've got that vibe the last two games
as well. Yeah, everyone is, like, fresh.
But look how hard they're working. I can understand it.
It makes
sense.
Because
they're bloody working harder, way harder than the other team. But credit to Parra, they really aimed up. And, man, like,
I just think they woke up for this game. This is my, no hate, no, like, shade to Parramatta. But I just think they woke up only for this game. The Fox was back pumping his chest. You know what I mean?
And humping people.
Honestly, I love the Fox.
Like, Jordan Somrani, I think it was Will Penasini, bro. He could legit file an assault charge on
Shout
him.
Shout out to Jordan Somrani, too. That's one of our.
Hold on, bro. That poor bro. Every time he did something good, something bad happened. He's going to be a good player, man. But, like, there are some. Like, Alan Moddy, when he came through, he wasn't ready yet. He was undercooked.
That's the term.
I use the term undercooked.
Now he's playing Wagyu, scoring tries, winning games for Penrith, bro.
Jordan Somrani is undercooked, bro.
I love Jordan, bro. I know his uncle Jason, absolutely beautiful family. When the way he was at the Bulldogs, I was like, I wanted to see him play.
I was upset when we let him go, bro.
I was, bro. And then when I seen him go to Para, I'm like, he's actually going to get an opportunity, bro. You know what I mean? So, and then you see what happens. They get a few injuries. Bang, he goes into the side. I thought he was pretty good yesterday, bro. Other than that, he made that one big run and he actually lost the ball.
Yeah.
But and a couple, it's pressure, bro. Like,
a couple issues defensive, but, man, these are young kids. They're still fine-tuning their trade, bro. For
me, wallah, he looked good. Like, I'm not just saying it because, like, we know him, whatever, but he actually looked good to me. Like, for whatever he was doing, whatever potential that he had in that team, he's done well.
I'm proud of the kid, bro. He's giving it a crack, bro. Like, if you see somebody back down from an opportunity after they make a couple of errors or make a couple of mistakes.
Great mentality.
It's not what you want to see, but he just kept going going. It's
great mentality, bro. He didn't stop. He's one of our Lebo brothers, so shout out to him. He's one of your Lebo brothers too, bro. You know what I mean? Flexi. Flexi's like, yeah.
Honorary.
Boys, Josh Curran turns into a ref. I'm going to give you my 3 cents first because I got a jet very soon, but everyone was blowing up about this. Oh, what's wrong? Why? That's not fair. Oh, bro, have you ever played footy? Like, have you ever played footy with a ref? Not just, like, played footy in the thing, you know what I mean? Have you ever been around the pest? This is normal, bro. Like, I can guarantee you, Michael Ennis and all those players did this for a freaking living, cuz. Like, oh, yeah, I think who was saying it? Willie Mason was saying it today on Levels. He's like, yeah, I used to always say, oh, hurry, offside, hurry, it's in the bin, you know what I mean? Like, you say, you get in the head and it sort of backfires on us, bro. When we're watching the game, were you at the game or no?
No, I was streaming.
You were at the game. You were at the game. So did you just had no clue what was happening?
So yeah, we so I originally thought it was like he was in front of the play the ball and he was offside. It was an offside type of thing. Oh, that's what I thought it was. And then
I thought it was our penalty. I was messaging.
I thought it was
a downtown shit. You know that bullshit downtown penalty.
What was that, bro?
I thought it was one of those ones because you don't even look at it when or a roll ball play the ball. Like some of the shit that you don't even know until
what's
the ref calls it.
What's wrong with the NRL downtown? What the freaking
just on a
downtown?
Quick side note, we haven't had any of that like this year in the regular season.
Nah, the new play the ball shit's been getting called a lot. And I thought it was that because you don't even notice it when it happens, bro. Like until you just after. Notice it until after the ref calls it. And I'm like, okay, but do you really, like I still don't even think, that? I don't know why there's a crackdown on that in all honesty. It doesn't impact the fucking game. It
doesn't at all.
All right, it's a play the ball card. Like stop making the play the ball so hard. But that's a different note.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was for. And then the then Vossi's laughing his ass off saying, and you hear Wyatt Raymond who, brother, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, this brother is the best referee in the game.
He's good, bro.
I told my mates like before he got given the Dogs game, like this guy is one of the best refs in the game, bro. Like I watched him in the Melbourne Para game, he was fair. I watched him last week, he was fair. Nah, and this guy, he's fair. And that penalty.
You mentioned that for round one, I think. Yeah, and he's actually a good ref. And I watched him yesterday and I was like, you know what?
Dude, he's fair. I don't see no bullshit.
And he made that call with when Sicily tackled thing in goal and he was offside. He's like, it might be a professional foul. And then if it isn't, check if Sicily is offside. Great refereeing.
Bro was spitting. Yeah. Bro was spitting, man.
He's dropping gems, lad.
And in all fairness, he was fair with the Josh Curran call. Like it's my own.
I think it's
like
yeah.
Someone's like, if it was against my, if it some of the bro literally commented, I'm like, does he understand I go for the Dogs? Like it was against my team.
Yeah.
Right. So
I don't know who these people in your streams are. Like then what? As if they wouldn't know you are literally.
No. There was a lot of like I'd honestly think 20% of my TikTok thinks I go for the Waz.
Okay.
Yeah, because you manipulated
them. But obviously a lot of new viewers that they don't really know, which is fair enough. I don't expect everybody to know.
I'm not blaming the ref, but I just feel like
I think that was a fair call, dude. It's a fair call. I'm just saying, Josh Curran was helping the ref. He was offside by like half a step. I reckon Josh Curran's a good ref, man. Get him in Origin. I'd rather Josh Curran referee.
We should get him in the
Origin
than
Ashley Klein, mate.
Bro,
he's better, mate. I reckon just get rid of all referees that are bold. I think Matt Checken, he was pretty much bold.
Ashley, mate,
I don't know. Maybe the light's shining in his head and it's just impacting the bunker.
The Windex and the Ajax that they use.
I don't know, bro. Mate, Ashley Klein's head is so shiny, bro. It's like they got the buffing machine on his head. You know what I mean? It's bloody. It's like a bowling.
Ashley Klein auto
repairs.
It's like
a bowling ball, bro. Well, stop. Just get rid of Ashley Klein because he has had shocker after shocker.
This is not bullying. This is just facts.
It's facts, bro.
This is facts. You know what I mean? We're just speaking facts, bro.
Mate, I don't know, bro. I'm just saying, Wyatt Raymond, Josh Curran, get him referee in Origin.
I don't mind that, bro. I don't mind what Curran
Wyatt Raymond, bro. He's mate, screw Ziggy, all right? Screw all these other NPC referees. Wyatt Raymond. Now, that's a fucking name, bro.
Bro, can you imagine Josh Curran?
Josh Curran, what a... Yeah, bro.
And he just tied it up like that, and he's like... Bro, that is a sight to see, bro. I love that, man. Listen, I think Lomax was very good.
Bro, he should have got me out of the match.
Lomax
honestly,
was so
he should have got me out of the
honestly.
Match.
Especially after
first 15 minutes, I was
brother,
like...
I was inspired by this bloke, bro.
Yeah. This kid,
he was legit dead. He
you know,
was
the first
dead.
10 minutes, I was like, what the hell?
The try attempt at halftime was absolutely
that
insane.
That was gun.
Like, I saw your reaction and it looked like he was playing Union, but like, he... Man, like,
no, that
he
was
just
sick.
Didn't jump in the full. Yeah. Like, if he had jumped and gone for the ball in the end goal, like, he probably could have gotten it.
That would have been
wasn't
try.
Him,
oh, it wasn't him.
That
was
it? I was Penasini or something.
Right, if he was there and caught that, that's try of the year.
It was Samrani. Samrani.
Yeah, it had an awkward bounce. So.
But no, it was a super high bounce. And,
the kick was
the
not
bounce
normal.
Was perfect, though. Yeah. Like,
he's got a big boot on him, bro.
Yeah,
he kicked the ball.
I don't know what the hell happened to these blokes goal kicking. They're not scoring enough tries for him to be practicing it at halftime. Or practicing it in practice, you know what I mean?
I thought Anthony Griffin was in the stands. That's all that's the only reason why I thought he missed the
kick. No, if he was in the hands, if he was in the stands, he would have hurt him.
Yeah.
But bro, he actually inspired me, bro. 300 meters, 31 runs. Like, it's insane numbers,
unbelievable, bro. He was so good, man.
Well, like,
every
he should have
got
me
out
of the match.
Every time he had the ball, because he did like... You like you said, how many hit ups? 20 something?
31, bro.
No, bro.
31 runs for 308.
I think
meters.
I just stopped listening after the boss said 22 hit ups. I was like, okay, that's crazy.
The bloke's insane, dude.
Nah, he's unbelievable. I think he'll be good for Parra, bro. I think when Moses comes back for Parramatta, it's a different outfit, bro. Yeah. Because yesterday they showed they got a bit of hunger. I think Dilbags is gone. Like, I don't see him. His impact at all. Because when I used to remember, I remember Dylan Brown running at the line. I used to get scared because, like, against my team, I used to be like, "Ooh, you know what I mean, I think he's put the full stop on his chapter in Parramatta. He's probably gonna have a few good games still. He's a rugby league player because he's gonna play games. But I just don't see him have the same drive and hunger
anymore.
I think
he's checked out.
Yeah, bro, go ask the Knights. I heard a rumor that the Knights are trying to get rid of Will Price. Brother, if I was Jason Riles, I would be on the phone instantly. I really like this Will Price.
What position does he play?
He played 5'8". They don't give him
I'm
a
so
run.
Confused
I don't know
with
why
Newcastle's
he's England.
5'8", bro.
Well, like, there's 17 of them, bro.
Fletcher Sharp and I don't know who and all these players.
And because they're all mid.
All those players?
They tried to be
all those players?
Fletcher's mad.
All those players and Ponga still plays all the positions in one game.
I know. Oh, we'll talk about
and
them
still
later.
Still lost to the Gold Coast Titans.
Boys, well, that's before I leave. I want to speak about the Fox.
Yeah.
He did get booed, and I just wanted the Bulldogs to pump him, bro. Straight up, I love the Fox.
Well, they didn't smash him as much as I wanted.
Can we just put a pause on someone that's on the outside of here? You guys let him go.
Yeah.
It's not
No.
He was happy to stay. Like,
why
I know
would... No, no, he... They're acting like we betrayed him, bro.
There's a reason.
He betrayed us,
I know the reason.
I love the Fox. I don't want to speak a bad word about him. You know
he
what I mean?
He betrayed
but
us.
In
the
end of
the day,
right? When he said to me... And listen, people have seen him after this incident and he said, he still denied whatever happened, right? I didn't care. It's all done. You're not my own player anymore. I respect you and you're a good man, right? But like... When you said it, when you're like, if we had him in the finals, I was thinking about it, and I kept thinking about it week in, week out. If we had him in that Manly game...
We win
that. I just think anything could happen, right? But you're in control of the game for 70-something, or 65, 70 minutes. You have Fox in your team, and I love him. I'll always love him. Every time I see him, I'll shake his hand. He's just an absolute... What a guy, right? But if we have him in that game, we win. And it's just business in the end of the day. That's the only reason why I wanted them to smash him. It's just business, right? If he ever walked in somewhere, everyone would shake his hand and respect him because he's actually a good, good man. But you're going to stuff up and let the team down. You let the team down. All good.
Wow.
I wanted them to smash him more.
They could have. Krita could have absolutely blitzed this bloke.
But he didn't. Yeah.
It's like they had a soft spot for it.
After they shook hands and they all loved each other.
Man, I still like the Fox. But to say that he... That we let him go is insane.
Yeah, you have to understand the context.
I know the context. I know what happened.
I know he came to us when nobody else
He's just being Skip Bayless.
And he
right
made
now.
The maddest... He gave us the maddest vibes and we treated this bloke like a king when he was here. But, cuz, 1 week... We haven't played a finals game in 8 years, bro.
And I was
in high school when we played finals.
And you do that.
And
it
then
hurts,
1 week before our finals game that we need to win and we're on a losing streak at this point, pretty much. 1 week before you get done racking up... Come on, bro.
Yeah,
that's betraying your own teammates and your club. And that's why
I
he's
have
gone.
To betray yous right now for food. Love yous all. See yous later. I won't be on next episode. Ed Mubarak from now. If we get it, happy days. And yeah, take it easy. Love you all.
Yalla, Joey.
Yeah.
No, all right, Sui. It looks like I'm usually... It looks... I would... If there was anybody here...
Swap seats. Let Fred sit there.
No. If there was anybody that would look like they would betray their mates for food. It looks like it would be me, but it was actually Sui.
Sui, what a guy.
Hey, listen, I'd never betray the podcast for food.
Hey, don't close this door, yeah?
All right, don't close the door. You heard it. That door's been locked. Like, that door's been the bane of our existence. All right, like, I hate that door. All right, that door. I wish I could Des Hasler the door and rip it off.
I get it. I just think, like, obviously what happened was really bad and he, like, betrayed the team and that. But, like, just the switch from the, like, I don't know.
And
I just
felt like
it was overforced, the booing.
And then
it's not forced.
Yesterday in the scene, anytime he was on screen, they said his name, all I heard was, Foxy's a wanker.
Yeah, that's all it was.
And then, like, the first time he had the ball, we forced an error out of him, which was...
Yeah, that was mad.
That could not have been more perfectly timed.
I'm not gonna lie. I sort of... Listen, it's hard to smile and be against Adokar. Like, I was supporting this bloke as much as I could. I bought as much Let's Trot merch as I could, like... But I just feel slighted and betrayed after what he did.
And then he lied.
1 week before the finals, and then there's the no accountability. Like, fair enough, if you chuck a Ben Barber and you say you're and you take accountability, but the no accountability plus not having him in the final plus the timing of it, it just disaster. Makes us as a fan base like disgusted.
Yeah.
I speak for a lot of them because I didn't expect them to boo him that much.
No, it was.
But because like we had a lot of people at that game, it was not a. It was a 50-50 crowd, eh?
Yeah. Oh, I was. No,
it looked like a 50-50.
It was. Well, yeah, it was very loud. Like on one side, it was very because I was on the Dogs side. Like yeah, I was up in the away bay, like where all the Dogs fans. Yeah, were. It was loud. But then, then when Parramatta were going off, like you could hear them on the other side.
Yeah, obviously, like that's a loud stadium, bro. That's why I love it so much. What a ground, bro.
But like one thing I wish, like Fox scored obviously, but I wish he scored on the other side because it would have been a right in front of me, but I would have been able to see the reaction of all the Dogs fans go like that.
There would have been a brawl. I'm telling you, like when Sonny Bill scored it and when Willie and Sonny Bill scored against us, I was at one of them and it was bad. Like it was really bad. Like they were fucking giving it to him. it would be like that because I know a lot of the Dogs fans because I was speaking to them at Belmore, all right? And I was speaking to them at the final last year and they felt very, very slighted, man.
Yeah.
And I get it. I'm sort of feeling the same. I still have some love for Addo Carr. It's like, but fuck, man, that was pretty slack what he did.
Yeah. So. It was just the timing of it. And then the fact that he lied to, he made Gus look like an idiot, which obviously, you know, you don't do that to the boss.
Yeah, that's the last straw, bro. All right.
If he'd been honest, I feel like he probably would be.
Yeah, 100%. But when you don't take accountability, that's not a mature thing to do.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on to the other games from round three.
Yeah.
Melbourne and Panthers. That was the great Thursday night fixture.
That was the game in a round by like a country mile. This round of football was so shit, but that was a good game.
I'll tell you, I pulled the biggest prank out of everyone because I was flying. So I had a work event in Adelaide. And so I had to fly to Adelaide. So I put something on my story saying, oh, flying with my Panthers gear on. And then I get to the airport. I'm like, I've ended up in bloody Adelaide. What am I going to do? The amount of comments I got, I was like, are you serious? Like, what the hell? Like, why would the airline drop you in Adelaide? Like, are you okay? Are you going to make the game? It was great. Like, I had such a great time. And then, obviously, after the game, we'll obviously go into the game. But after the game, I put up a really big rage baiting video. And, I'm still getting copping stuff to this day.
Yeah, you're going down your Hainsey arc now, bro. just don't go the full way. Yeah, no. Hainsey arc. But
I couldn't do that. But
Flaxy, you know what? You do have a good head for like rage baiting. Like if I saw you taking the piss out of something, it would make me mad. If I was on the receiving end, you know what I mean?
Oh, it was great. But yeah, in terms of the game, I can't fault the boys. Like we lost Cleary 7 minutes in. It was really rough. We obviously didn't have Dylan Edwards versing the premier team, like the team that everyone's been saying is going to win. Everyone says they're going to win
away
the comp.
Away
and at home in Melbourne. Like we haven't. Last time we went to Melbourne, by the way, we didn't score a point on them, and we had Cleary and we had Dylan Edwards. So looking at it this year, look, our defense needs work. But those boys showed so much toughness, so much grit. Mm. I'm so proud of a lot of them. Like Blaise Talangi looked like he fit in. Jack Cole, I like him at 7. I don't like him at 6.
He did a lot of good, but he also did a lot of bad. And then the week before, he had pretty much all bad.
Yeah, so
like I'm not. I know he's a young kid, but like Blaise looked better than Jack Cole in my opinion.
I agree.
When he had the ball in his hand, he just looked a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, I agree. And
I think if you have Edwards or Nathan, you win that game.
I agree because like they scored 2 or 3 tries where they exposed both Jack Cole and Tom Jenkins, and those tries would have been covered by the two. We didn't have the experience, which is fair enough.
If Edwards was there, half those kicks that Munster put through that they scored off
both of them.
But he put 3 in.
Yeah, I think the Coates one he probably would have got. But the two grubbers that were sick grubbers, by the way, or the cheap.
Yeah,
they both get. I think they either because that was where Cleary would be.
Yeah,
and he would have if he didn't take like sniff it out, then Edwards would have. You know what I mean? That's the way I say it.
Katoa would not have scored, and Papenhuyzen would not have scored, which that's already 12 points gone.
Absolutely. Let alone what they bring on the on with the ball in hand, you know.
No, a lot of the mistakes that like the, even the senior players like Brian Toll, yo, like all those all the boys learned off last week. Like last week was such a bad beat for us.
It was a wake up call.
It was a wake up call. It was like we are not invincible. Like we can't just come in and, you know, be that team again. And so, I think, look, I think our attack's fine even without Cleary, even without Edwards, you know, we're still putting 20 points on teams and closely winning. Like we are so we have been close both those games, and then in the Sharks game we had 20 points. Our issue is our defense. I don't remember the last time we had 80 or 70 points scored against us
in a three game
in
stretch.
Three game stretch
across 3 games. Yeah, but also Melbourne were far from their best. Look, I think we all admit Melbourne were far from their best. Like they did not play to the stand that we all expected. Even Bellamy was saying in the presser, it wasn't impressed with how they were performing at times. But again, both teams, it was still a good contest regardless. But Melbourne were far from the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's definitely room for improvement. They keep switching off, which I know will like piss Bellamy off big time, because he wants a consistent 80-minute performance. And in both games, there has not been an 80-minute performance. They look unstoppable in spurts, but then there's a period of time where they're like, where they just look disinterested. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they're in cruise control.
Yeah. Well, I think in the first game against Parramatta, you can understand. Up like 56-6, game was done. That one you can kind of excuse. But this one, they should have had their foot on the neck the whole time. They really wanted to send the message that, no, we're the favorites for a reason. But they didn't need to because ultimately they still won. However, Nelson Asofa Solomona is a bit of a liability for the moment at Melbourne. It's twice now he's injured his own players.
Yeah, I think it was... I can't really blame him for that, to be honest. It's like shit happens in the sport of rugby league and...
But he's having a lot more with Nelson than others.
Yeah, because he's so big. Like, there's a lot more to bump into another player when he's when you're 6 foot
but
seven.
Yeah, I read an article that was saying that some people argue that Nelson's becoming a liability because now he's fractured... Nick Meaney, I think his jaw for like 4 or 6 weeks, he's gone.
Yeah, but I can't, like, it's shit. Again, shit happens, man. Nelson on his day, like, I think he had a bad game on the weekend, on Thursday.
In that game as well.
Yeah, he's coming in, like, head tape, like, he's got the nose thing on to breathe easy. Like, but I don't know, man. There was definitely room for improvement in that game. Like, he wasn't on the money. On Thursday, but I think overall he's not a net liability. He can have bad games, and when he has bad games, they are pretty bad. Yeah. But overall, he's a great player to have on your team. Yeah. I'll take him at the Dogs at a heart.
I'd rather have him on my team than against my 100% team.
Dude. He's just it's so intimidating, man.
Yeah, but the moment he's been quite injury prone lately. I think also last year against Panthers, he like literally gave Cameron Munster a nosebleed. Like somehow he wrapped his arm around a Panthers player and still clocked Munster in the head.
Yeah.
So like he's done it a few times with his own boys. So a few issues with that, but you know what? You got to play like Nelson in your squad, you can kind of let that slide.
Yeah.
Plus he's barely playing it these days anyway. So
yeah, if he's on the field, he's great at what he does.
We'll move on to the first Friday night fixture, Warriors and Roosters. Warriors get the win, 14 points to 6. I got on my show notes, battle of the mid, because at some point this game...
Bro, this was a bad game.
Calling a mid is like being nice. Like, yeah, these games got so tough to watch.
This round of rugby league was one of the worst I've seen. One of the worst I've watched since I started doing rugby league content.
I feel like we're getting punished for like getting such a good week the other week.
Yeah, we had even the round of upsets was not the best in my opinion because of how poor the teams that you are usually classy were. So everything was just, every game in this freaking round was a damn arm wrestle, right? except the last one. And this was tough to watch. The Roosters literally could not hold a ball and the Warriors had a lot of ball, could not execute. All right. They had like, their last tackle options were just not the best. They finally got one to work and that was what won. And this game will forever be known as the Ali Laiatoa breakout game because he was the only one that gave me any sort of excitement when he had the ball in hand. Mark Nwanganita Wase nearly had a great moment.
Yeah, it wasn't
raining in New Zealand, but the grass was really wet, and I think that had a big impact on the way the game was played because everybody was dropping the ball. A lot of players were getting injured. This game was not good to watch. Shout out to the Warriors for winning it. But again, I think it's the second week in a row where, like, and a few Warriors fans have gotten mad at me for saying this because they see it as me taking the win off the Warriors. The Warriors have been solid the last two games. But the team they have been versing have had uncharacteristically bad games. So all the Warriors needed to do is be solid and they'd win. I think, and I really like the defensive intensity they're showing. I think Fisher Harris really helps them with that.
Big improvement for Vegas.
Yeah, but overall, like, I think many teams would have beaten the Manly Seagulls last week the way they played and the Roosters this week the way that they played. And I like the Warriors have been solid, but dude, like, I need to see a bit more from them if I'm going to think that they're going to make the eight.
Yeah, I agree. Warriors can seem to only win in New Zealand, though. That's back-to-back wins in New Zealand. And for some reason, outside of New Zealand, they just can't seem to, like, just play.
It's because they have the crowd with them. Like,
the crowd is a 14th man, he's right.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm going to New Zealand for the Panthers game. I'm worried, but I'm so excited to just see that atmosphere because that's crowd. A once-in-a-lifetime type thing. You feel like you're at Combank with that type of crowd.
Yeah,
so,
shame we don't get to go this year to New Zealand. That's Doggies fans.
They're a 14th man, that team, and, like... Yeah, the New Zealand, I don't think they make the eight this year. I just don't think they're that good. But I do think at home, they're going to win majority of their games and lose.
And I love the Waz. I hope I'm wrong. You know what I mean? But I still don't see them making the eight.
It's only if Bunty plays.
Yeah, screw you, Webster. Next game.
Next game.
Where's my Pookie Bear Bunty, bro? Come on, man. He's scoring tries and shit in Reggie's, bro.
He's killing it. I'm actually watching him in Reggie's. He's actually playing good.
Those poor reserve grade players, man.
Bunty, imagine you get Nelson Assault.
Yeah. They had the verse like Pappenhausen and shoot one you, bro.
Scary stuff. We'll go to the Queensland Derby that was afterwards. Broncos and Cowboys.
Another sleep first.
Honestly, I gotta disagree. I actually really liked this game.
This game was alright compared to the game before.
I don't know. Exactly. After that absolute mid, or I say mid being generous, but that piss poor game before. A Queensland Derby, I thought the Broncos were going to whitewash them. But you know what? Cowboys, they turned up for this game. They actually put in a fight. Like, the first, like, what was it? 25 minutes, I want to say. Maybe 30. Mate, it was back and forth between both sides. Like, Cowboys got up for this game. It took, like, a long time for the Broncos to finally crack the scoring board.
I'm blaming Reece Walsh on that one, bro. That guy...
He's been so bad recently.
He's had two generational stinkers back-to-back.
Yeah, I've sold
him. His confidence is an all-time... I'm going to sell him this week because his confidence has to be at an all-time low the way he's playing.
He lost like 67K on Supercoach. Yeah. I've sold him.
You know what? I'm definitely not selling him then because I think he'll have... Like, they've got to have like a couple easy games coming up and he just...
But like, yeah,
Dolphins this week.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, Cowboys is an easy game. Like, I just...
I know, but...
Can we just all agree that, like, it's a big red herring?
You lift up for a rivalry game, and they did lift, and they had Tal Malolo back, but... That was bad. They were rushed, but the thing is like, they were rushing Reece Walsh every single time he had the ball, and it took them, like, 60 minutes to realise that and throw a cutout ball, bro, because, like, they were just not finding... the winger at all because he would find Reece Walsh and I think Reece Walsh realised nobody's finding the winger. I've got to try for something.
And it worked.
And it kept not working. Yeah, that rush defence kept working because he could never find a winger. But I think they just should have skipped Reece Walsh altogether. The attack was too predictable. You know your attack's predictable when one of the worst defensive teams I've ever seen
actually puts up a fight.
He's reading your play every single time.
But can I say, like, I think Brisbane are just a red herring this year. Like, honest, like, everyone, after their first game against the Roosters, they put 50 on. Oh, they're a top four team. They're going to be in.
No, they are.
They're a top eight team, but they're not a top four team. Like,
they need two things to happen for them to push top four. They need Pia Cora to break into the side because, for some reason, instead of Jordan Ricci to receive the tough love Brendan Pia Cora has.
Don't know why.
Brendan Pia Cora is better than Jordan Ricci. I will die on that hill. And he's better than Jack Gajewski too, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's better than both.
I don't know why he's coming off the bench and he's getting very limited minutes. I think when he starts instead of Jack Gajewski and Katoni Staggs comes back, they're going to be way harder to beat because you've got to worry about two. They add two more weapons to where they're the weakest right now. Yeah. Shibasaki is actually doing a good job, but...
He's doing well.
He's no Katoni Staggs, bro.
No.
He can't break open a game like Katoni Staggs.
Reynolds is on form at the moment. He's been playing really good. But a big player I think we all want to talk about.
Payne Haas,
Payne Haas. Absolute unit. That try was beautiful. Look at fullback running.
He nearly had one earlier. He came this close.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's fast.
I had him on my multi, dude. So I was like screaming for him to score early. But man, he's fast. You should have seen him against the Roosters a few years ago.
Yeah,
he is an anomaly, and not like a Jason Tatum anomaly where there's somebody exactly like him, like there's five other players exactly like him. No, he's a legitimate anomaly. There's no one in the NRL like him.
We should have nicknames like that.
He is the best forward in the world.
At the moment,
he's been the best forward in the world, and he's still the best forward in the world, bro.
Like, so I'm gonna read just a couple of his stats from the game. 214 run meters, 72 post contact meters, 2 line breaks, 9 tackle breaks, 5 offloads, and 36 tackles plus a try.
His offloads, I don't know what the hell did they get him working with Tavita Panga the entire offseason or some shit?
I don't know.
No, they probably got him playing with Parramatta for a bit in the preseason.
He's throwing offloads and he's not effing any of them up. They're all going to a player. And that was the biggest knock you could really put on him. He didn't really have an offload. But
he's worked on that heaps. And
bro,
now
that was the only thing he needed to work on. And he's throwing 5 offloads a game. I think he had 7 offloads last week or some shit.
He was absolutely killing it. Payne Haas, watch out for Origin this year. Now that, obviously, as we learned from round 1, Madge knows how to coach Payne Haas. Finally, how to control him and use him well. Instead of putting him for 70 minutes and whipping him, put him on for 30, give him a break, put him for the last 30. And now look what he's doing. He's been the best, in my opinion, the best player of the last 3 weeks. He's been the most consistent, good player.
I agree.
Nah, he's been great.
He's
and
carrying
him,
bro.
I can't wait to see him in the blue side. So
he's going
to
be lethal.
He's going to be so good.
Forward to that.
We're going to talk about another forward that should be in the blue side very soon.
Yes.
I think I know who that might be. Move on to the Saturday games. Sharks and Souths that are Shark Park. Sharks look deadly to start this season, in my opinion. They look really good.
Man, Braden Trindle, take a bow, brother. He's just steadily improving. I never understood why they played Morden over you in the first place. You just work way better with Nicho Hynes, bro. And shout out to Braden Trindle. You are leading this team, bro.
Yes, I think that's good. They finally figured out of the halves pairing who to give the reins to, and it's paying off dividends at the moment. Like, those 240-20s, the way he's controlling this team, he's letting Nicho Hynes, so I don't have to worry about running the whole team. Nicho Hynes can just worry about focusing on his actual ball game. And look what's happening. He's scoring a try, setting up tries. Like, they're both killing it at the moment. And the Sharks are playing so good. They had 2 try of the year contenders in the same, not even the same game, the same half.
Yeah, that was so good, bro. That was a fun game to watch. I love watching him play, and I think they're going to kill us this week, man. Their forward pack is probably the best in the competition.
I would agree. Best forward pack in the comp. And their back line, Mortala, Iro, Ramian, Stone Street, even.
And then Katoa's not even back. And Kennedy, dude, he's probably the unsung hero.
Yeah.
I was pretty slack on Kennedy last year.
Bro, you were legit the one protesting that.
Yeah, I was the one saying that if he's gonna keep playing like this, you might as well just put Nicho Hynes to fullback
that
and
was
play
your
Atkinson.
Argument. Well, Hynes
but
fullback.
Kennedy's shutting me up. I'm all good. I'm happy to be shut up, right? Well, Kennedy's playing
like
damn
to be
good.
Proven wrong.
Yeah, he had a really good year the year before last year.
Yeah.
Then he regressed big time. But now he's looking like 2023 Will Kennedy
he's
again.
He's looking really good.
And that's what he's going to be, man. That if he's that fullback that's just popping up in all the right places, that's all you want, man. And if he keeps playing like this, dude, they are legit contenders. And no one's really talking about it. And they're going to whoop the F out of us this week.
Yeah, I do think
come on, man. Call me a pessimist. I'm just saying I'm being realistic here. Like, they are going to pump us.
It's going to get ugly, I think.
But the thing is, they're not playing 80 minutes either. No team is playing 80 minutes.
At the moment,
no
one is.
There is not a team that I've seen.
But they always G up against us, bro. And that forward pack is
deadly.
Heavy.
All you need to say is Britton Okora and Adam Vanilla.
Bro, he can't stop scoring, Britton. Like, he might be the best back row on the comp, bro.
At the moment, he's killing it.
Even last year.
He was killing it last year.
I think he led
towards the back end of last year, not the full year. He was better towards the back end.
No, but he still scored a hell of a lot of
tries. I think he had nearly more tries than Nanai or something or more. Yeah. So, shout out to fucking Britton Nicora. Nobody ever gives his bloke a rap. The guy's insane.
Shout out to the guy, man. He's killing him out. Nicora, love him at the moment. We've got to talk about Souths, though. Reggie the Rabbit.
gave him a big GI fan. Greg Inglis, right to the face.
That's a 9-year-old kid.
Never disrespect Reggie.
Don't disrespect Reggie,
they're
bro.
They're actually doing a formal like sit down with him at the moment. Talk to him about this.
Yeah, I think they got to. They have to, but they won't. It's PR, bro. Then there's no way you give him a. The guy's done been 40 years or something. Never done anything wrong.
Nothing. Maybe.
Listen, man. Everybody crashes out once in a while, bro.
And you know,
I've crashed out at work, bro. I'm sorry, Jeff the plumber. Sometimes you gotta crash out.
But no.
Put the fire collars in the penetrations, bro.
What's that about?
Sorry, bro.
Jeremy Humphreys is kicking game. Wasn't up to his usual standards this week.
To be honest, even the games that he kicked well, he still had a couple shockers, like a couple shanks.
Yeah.
But I don't care. That guy is the best seven on that team, and Wayne knows it. And Lewis Dodd is not seeing any minutes, bro.
Oh, no, he's not. I can't see
that
Lewis Dodd.
That poor bloke just wasted his time coming here. He's getting a pay packet. That's it, bro.
He's getting that bread and he's getting
700K. See you later. Off to the Knights.
This is also...
this is just stockpiling servers. Oh, one of these guys have to be good, right?
He's the John Wall of the of the NRL at the moment.
No. Don't disrespect John Wall, mate.
Mate, I'm not...
Shut up.
He made some money.
Shut up. Don't disrespect John Wall, bro. Be quiet.
South South, their first loss of the season as well.
It was about time, bro. They got lucky the first 2 weeks. They needed that loss, bro.
Well, they got Panthers this week.
Yeah,
so,
but then they get Latrell back, and they just always beat us on Good Friday.
Well, Troll's going to come back apparently around 5, which is 2 weeks before he comes back.
Yeah, I know. So he'll be locked in.
But you know what
we got? Latrell's going to have a brilliant season this year. You heard it from me first. This guy...
Oh, he looks deadly.
Shut up, bro. All right. You wouldn't have... If he didn't, like, suplex Joey Manu, all right, you wouldn't be talking about 4 in a row right now. Because you got to verse Blake Taff in a grand final, bro. Instead of Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell's probably...
And you won by this much against Blake Taff. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. We're fine.
No disrespect to Blake Taff, but he's not Latrell Mitchell.
Oh, man.
I won the Tron Mitchell.
Nah, but I don't know. I've heard it all every year. Oh, like, he's fit. He's going to
look
good
last year, but when he played, they went on a win streak.
Five in a row.
That team with nobody, literally nobody, all their fourth pack was injured, won 5 in a row because the Tron was playing and kicking long doing all their long kicks.
I want to be proven wrong. I want to be proven wrong, but... You know what?
The Tron is going to nick everybody and he's going to be healthy for the rest of the season and he's going to... Dominate Queensland and
Does Oregon. Does he bring him to the 8?
Yes.
I don't want to. I think he's going to get him close to the 8.
I think the team
is just lacking in too many areas for me to say they're going to be in the 8.
Their edge defense looks shocking.
It looks bad.
It's bad.
But then again, it's because they're missing their two starting wingers, and you know what I mean? Like,
well, AJ comes back, I think, either. Also, around the time the Troll comes back, they're both going to come back around the same time.
Yeah, and then Munro's out, and then, like, and then they lost their best player, Tane Milne.
Yeah.
You're going to miss that.
The goat, Tane Milne.
They're missing his offloads, mate. Offload leader. Respect my boy, Tane Milne.
That's who Paynard's trained with.
Yeah, that's exactly who he trained with, bro. Cool. Now we're working it out.
Yeah.
It all makes sense. The dots are connecting.
Tane Milne, ex-Paynard. That looks... Man, that's deadly. Get him to the Broncos. Get him at fullback to replace Reece Walsh.
Probably do a better job at the moment. Move on to the other Saturday games. Dolphins and Tigers. You know what? I actually liked this game. I liked it.
Bro, all of the Tigers games have just been ugly.
Yeah, but...
But the last one, like last week's one, fair enough, it was 40 degrees. This one, they needed their leaders to step up, and that they did, all right?
As you got here in the notes, Appy Coruscant, he was so many smart decisions in that game. Like, the way he set up that...
No, he won on the game.
Yeah.
He won the game.
He set up that second last try, and then that try, he also scored, like... Without him, they don't win that game.
No, they missed him big time. And shout out to Talon De Silva. They needed a meat pie, and he got on one earlier in the game. But Appy and Luai gave them some calmness.
It's some leadership.
Settled down the frenzy that was happening. It was just absolute chaos, and they settled them down, and they got him the win. And that's why you pay them the big bucks.
Now, I've also got here, Dolphins are looking terrible. Fred Hatran. I want you to cook at the moment with the Dolphins.
I don't need to say nothing that you haven't already heard.
It's coming to life.
I've been telling you this for years, mate. I've been telling you this for years, and I told you all offseason. You didn't want to listen, Dolphins fans. I'm telling you, you just lost to three of the worst teams in the NRL, bro, in 3 straight weeks.
You're going to call them the worst. West Tigers are coming second, mate.
They're actually coming.
Oh, brother, they're coming. They're coming fourth, whatever. But they haven't. Like, they versus three of the worst teams in NRL. Like I'm still. I do like their defense, and they've actually look. If you're counting the teams that have played three games, they've conceded the least. You know
they
what I mean?
They are the best defensive team at the moment.
But they're versing the worst attacks. Like literally. That Newcastle game, they bombed like seven tries, bro. But I like the heart that the Tigers are showing.
Yes.
And they've needed heart.
Their defensive efforts.
And the culture
there is changing. It's like similar to what happened to the Bulldogs.
It's just they needed this one man, and his name is Tyrell May, and he's just getting it done. This bloke is on fire.
Tyrell May.
And I wanted him. You guys know how much I glazed this brother. But I'm serious when I say he's one of the best forwards in the comp, and I've been saying it all last year, and I said it this year. This guy has to play State of Origin.
I'm still shocked.
He's doing everything,
bro.
And look,
I didn't know what the hell went wrong with the Roosters to release him.
Hold on, bro. Brian Fletcher. I've never seen this guy actually care about rugby league. Every time they bring up Satili Tupanua or Tyrell May, the guy looks like he wants to cry, and then he starts ranting about. Like every time he's talking about him, he has to bring up the fact that, oh, man, I don't know what the Roosters were thinking letting him go. Every single time he brings it up, every time Matty brings it up, Fletcher's like getting genuine PTSD over the fact that they let go of Satili and they let go of Tyrell May. And Fletcher, I love you. Please, it's going to be okay. Eventually, it'll be okay. You will sign like Bruno Nicara and like you'll just find a way to sign half of the NRL and you'll forget about these guys. But for now... Now you know how everybody else feels, Fletch. All right, and it's all right, man. I love you, Fletch. Message to Fletch. I fucking love Fletch, bro. But I'm watching the Matty John show, and this guy is genuinely affected by these moves. I feel bad for you, bro.
I feel like the loss of not being able to get David Fifita too also is just like.
Now that's why Satili left.
Yeah.
So But then you got to feel for David Fifita. The guy stayed and he's playing half an hour a game, bro.
Bro, why is he starting?
Let's
take
way into it now.
Yeah.
Titans and Newcastle.
Hey, why is whoever the referee was for this game, I think it was Ashley Klein. Fuck you, Ashley Klein. I don't know who the ref was.
I'll double check now.
By default, it's Ashley Klein.
I think Klein was the.
What was the call? Who was the referee in this game?
I didn't
meow this game because of how bad the ref was, and that's why it was only a 20-point win at the end of the day.
It was such a rough game.
Because of the referee.
It was such a rough game.
It was Liam Kennedy.
Hey, Liam Kennedy, fuck you, man. That pass, and whoever that. Who's the touch judge?
I don't say the touch
judges. Oh, you're a lucky touch judge because Keanu Kinney threw a 3-meter forward pass and you didn't call it. Well, just like the week before he threw a 3-meter forward pass and you didn't call it. I hope he's like Jack in the Boxes referees because you all had stinkers this week except for Wyatt Raymond and Josh Curran. Marju scored a perfectly legal try and they called it before he even put the ball down as a knock-on. Just let him score the try and then go check the video ref, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, shocking refereeing.
He was diabolical and it ruined their momentum. All right, the Titans were the better team. I get it. But I think that scoreline really flattered the Titans, bro. Look, they defended well. They attacked well.
Yeah.
But the Knights' first half an hour was hindered by some pretty bad refereeing. I felt pretty bad for him. I don't hate the Titans. I don't like the Knights. This is just me watching as a neutral. Mm. I just didn't think the refereeing was fair.
And
there's another game similar later on where I think the same thing.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the one after this. But, look, Newcastle, they failed to capitalize on a lot of the opportunities. Like, in that first half, they had a lot of chances to score. But I'll give credit to Titans' defense. They did well.
Yeah, they were probably one of the best defensive teams.
Newcastle's defense at times was so shaky. Like, how did Berfomore score that try when the three, four Newcastle defenders around him, he still gets the ball down. Yeah. I can't believe
their attack without the two edge back rowers, Kai Pierce-Paul, absolute machine, by the way, and Dylan Lucas, absolute machine, by the way. A lot of people are calling for Dylan Lucas to play Origin now. I wouldn't put him over Jacob Preston, but I think he's in that conversation, right?
I think so too. I think Dylan Lucas, he's really good. He's a solid back row for him. He's done a lot of heavy work for
him. And they're missing him, bro. They're missing him. And they were missing some Leo Thompson in the middle as well.
Yeah, for a month. Like, they lost three of their four got heavily hit.
They got belted in the middle, and that's why they couldn't win. And, like, that's... You could see the difference between what we did to their forward pack and what Newcastle did to their forward pack. Like they had to play small and had to play forwards that aren't. They had to call upon their next man up mentality, and they didn't have it.
Exactly, which is something that and I
they
always.
They don't have that depth.
Pride
our team. That's something we value big. Our next man mentality, like. Because Bailey Haywood, he did a really solid job on Sunday.
Better as the game went on.
Yeah, that's what it
He was playing too scared, bro.
But I still think he's better than Drew Hutchison.
Oh, for sure, mate. You can play half over Drew Hutchison, bro. You sort of look like Drew Hutchison.
Oh, don't, no. Oh. I'm not a Yaris, bro. Come on.
I think the coach, even Ciro's moved on from Drew Hutchison when... He's not even in the lineup remotely.
He's playing in the Reggies, right?
He's not even in Reggies. Yeah,
no, he was playing Reggies.
He's the captain.
Joseph O'Neill, please don't debut him this week. Just play Bailey again because I don't want his confidence to be stunned. I thought this would have been the perfect game for him. I really thought Justin O'Neill was going to play or Critter was going to play six, like Sarah was saying in the post-game conference from the last game. Six. But I'm not going to say nothing unless I see it. But
you kind of saw it on
with no preparation, True. When you have some preparation, everything changes. But I don't think you can do it with Wilso. You know what I mean.
Also, something about that Dogs paragraph we talked about. Air Wilson, that try he scored, like
that was sick.
That was a mad finish.
Can I just talk about that call? The Stephen Crichton and the hip drop call, that was soft.
Was that what it was? Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
There
for.
Was a hip drop call, and then
it was soft. Because I'm like, I didn't even know what the fucking penalty was for. Yeah. I just saw a normal tackle, but I've seen that shit get called before.
I've seen it be called hip.
And I would understand. I don't think he was milking it, but then it would hurt.
He milked it like he broke his ankle, which to be fair, he then missed the next two kicks.
Yeah, but he made a run the next set where he looked hectic. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it would hurt, man. And I see it happen a lot where players, it's like they don't see it coming.
Yeah.
So that it hurts and then it just goes away. You know what I mean? So
it's like a stinger.
Because when you get blindsided, it will freaking hurt, man.
Yeah.
The whole weight of someone on your leg that would hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, we covered the Bulldogs game. Before we cover the last one, rest in peace to Bo, for the Manly game. Fortunately, he lost his battle to cancer. Manly dedicated this match to him. Thought we should pay our respects to him before we get into the Manly game. They were absolutely clinical against the Raiders, I think.
They played like they were playing for Bo.
Yeah.
And that's what was beautiful about it, bro.
It was such
And to see Jake Turbo mention it in the post game present, you could have definitely told a lot of these boys were affected by it.
And then
they cared.
Bevo thought he scored in the corner. He did this, that's gold celebration for him. I think they played with a lot of heart for him this week, which I thought was beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like they dedicated the game to him. So
I think so.
Yeah, and shout out to Ruben Garrick. He had a bit of extra motivation having a kid on the weekend as well. The man with maximum aura, bro. Scarface, had a blind eye. It was the Ruben Garrick legacy game.
You got to take some notes. So.
That's how you celebrate, bro. When you're up by 30, go for it, bro. You know what I mean? And Ruben was unbelievable, dude. And he absolutely sunned Sebastian Chris on his last try. Absolutely bitched him. I felt bad for Sebastian Chris because he had a completely fair try taken off him.
Yeah.
And even if you, this is a difference in refereeing. There were, if it was an obstruction, I felt like Luke Brooks or Cherry Evans still got tackled really late and it should have been a penalty to the Raiders anyway. It's crazy how after 20 minutes into the game, it was still nil all.
Yeah, I think.
And then it was 30-0 at halftime.
Because Big Red got
sin bin. And I want to say, I feel like he was hard done by there.
Was not a sin bin at all.
Yeah, he was playing marker. He was out of position. Yeah, there was nothing he could do.
It wasn't a professional foul. It was a foul for... It was a it was sin a, bin.
It was a professional foul.
Was it? Yeah. I thought it was a sin bin for too many set restarts.
No, he had just given foul because he was foul. Because he stopped an easy try because he was offside.
Yeah, that's fair. So, I can understand that, but I still felt like it was hard done by. And I felt like the referee, especially in that first half, was just so one-sided, especially in the first 20.
Well,
and then it led to probably the worst performance of the round, even worse than Reece Walsh's, which was... Kyle Weeks just had a nightmare game.
Oh my god.
Well,
literal knock on into Manly try, into a knock on into a Manly try, into kicking the ball out from kickoff, and then a Manly try. And then the game was over.
Yeah, but Kawhi's been very quiet to start this season. He didn't really have much of an impact the first 2 weeks. Well, didn't do much. And then this game was just really bad.
As you said, it was one-sided. Like, I for the first 20, like, as you said, it was nil all after the first 20 minutes. And
it was a good contest.
And Raiders looked in it until that obstruction and no try, and then the Simbin on the other side. Like, I think Corey Horsburgh had the worst 2 minutes of his life because he was at fault for that obstruction. Then he's gone back on the other end trying to defend a try, and then he's gone Simbin. And pretty much from that point on,
he got even more
and
red.
We get the biggest meme, like, But yeah, pretty much from that point on, like, after the Simbin,
he got
scored,
so stressed out, he was doing the Viking clap in the sheds.
Ricky was definitely. Ricky was so pissed he didn't even chose not to say anything.
He couldn't say anything about the refs. He didn't want another fine.
Any second he was like gonna just pop.
He blew all his money in Vegas. He just couldn't afford another fine.
So, shout out to Ricky, man. He's coaching the boys really well this year.
Yeah, and they have a good opportunity for a big bounce back this week, I think. But back to Manly, Ethan Bullimore. What a great bro!
He only scores doubles, bro. Yeah, he doesn't score singular tries.
Well, he doesn't score doubles times. Or not at all.
To be fair, he scored only one try against us in the finals game. So you know what? I'll take it. He scored a double in that match.
Stop reminding me of that match. That was a forward pass.
I was right.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah. It wasn't that forward. So
yeah, it looked forward, but you know what?
But I'll take it.
Done. It's done. But boys, we move on to the tips.
Shout out to Manny, man. Good performance. Lee Hoiapuwhaiti looked calm. Prayers up for Tanila Pacheco, bro, out for the season, man. It's looking like
absolutely torn. Either torn or just
ruptured Achilles. Yeah,
that's just a horrible, ugly injury. He looked in absolute pain. I think he is a big part for Manly, like, because he's a big part of that forward pack. Obviously, they have plenty of forwards, but he's a big part of just that go forward to kick off the matches. So I think without him for the season, when they verse the bigger forward packs like Sharks, Panthers, they're gonna miss him.
He's their best front rower, bro.
Yeah, I agree. So I think in terms of like games like against the real big dog forward packs, they're gonna miss him.
I think so too, man. I love him, bro, and I really want him to come to the Dogs. So
I want Bullimore to come to the Dogs.
I hope that you have a speedy recovery, bro.
Yeah, speedy recovery, Tanila Pacheco.
Off to the tips, bro.
Yeah, on to the tips. So, well, first game, we got another Thursday night game, man. I won't be able to go to this game either. So
I might go to this. Just because, like,
Last time that we had this game, it was an 8,000 crowd on a Thursday night.
No, 8,000. It was like 7,000.
No, it was 8,000.
Oh, yeah, that's why you're on Thursdays.
Yeah, so Rabbitohs versus Panthers at a core stadium.
Yeah, this is meant to be a blockbuster, but everyone's going to be injured in this game. I'm still going to go Penrith. But 1-12.
Oh, you think the Souths bounce back? I think Penrith are going to 13 plus.
They're just not. Like, without Nathan Cleary, just Penrith are just not that scary. Right.
Can we just put Trent Alau in the halves, please? Like, get Jack. Like, as much as I think Jack Cole
played a lot of Penrith fans disagree with you, bro.
Look, they might disagree with me, but, bro, Trent Alau in the halves, put him and Blaise Salonghi and keep Jenkins at the back. That's a power.
With Dylan back.
Dylan's back in 2-3 weeks.
Okay, well, yeah,
They said that a week ago, so he'll be back in 2 weeks.
So, okay. Yeah. So, and then Cleary will be
back against the Lakers. I'm going. Yeah, Penrith 1-12.
I think Penrith 13 plus here.
Penrith 13 plus.
His next one will be a bit of a flip of the coin, I think. Roosters and Titans. This is at Allianz Stadium, though.
The Patrick Herbert derby. I remember that game.
Yeah.
Where is this game at?
Allianz.
Yeah, I'm gonna side with the Roosters 1-12.
Well, Roosters,
I don't know.
Are actually the heavy favorites. They're $1.54. Titans are $2.
What? I'm putting money in the Titans then.
Titans are $2.49.
I'm still tipping the Roosters, but man, $2.50 for the Titans. I thought they'd be favorites. They're a decent team, bro. I don't think they're gonna be bottom four. A lot of people
like
disrespect the Titans. I think they're a really good team.
We didn't talk about during the actual review of the game, but Tanner is such a big role in this team.
Bro, he's a beast, man.
Like, they missed him.
He's slowly getting his confidence back. He's not at 100%.
No. This bloke had his confidence back from the first game they played, bro.
Yeah.
I think his confidence was really back when he scored that try, and now he looks like he's back to normal, bro.
Yeah. I think he might be better than before, bro.
He's looking a bit leaner.
He's looking really lean,
but he still looks big.
Yeah.
So you know, I wouldn't.
What a gun, bro!
I'll go Roosters.
So many Dogs fans hate him. I think he's paid his dues, bro. When he tore his ACL and got booed, he's paid his dues. I'm sick, bro. You freaking dog.
He's ACL and he gets PTSD. Like, haram, man.
He's done his ACL.
He says the word ACL.
And then he's got booed off the field. I think he's paid his dues then. They were booing him hard. I felt bad for him.
Tino, the wanker chain was going
on. Yeah, nah, I wasn't joining in that chant,
bro. No, you were quiet. You were like...
I had no voice, dude. I was gone.
But, mate, Pookie Bear, Matt Berger put in a headlock from him, though. You can't lie.
No. I forgive, mate. Forgive.
Forgive him.
I have no enemies. Vinland Saga. I'm a man of God, bro. I'm a man of God. Forgiveness. He's paid his dues, bro. Shout out to Tino. I'm going Roosters 1-12, but.
Yeah, Roosters 1-12 for me.
Roosters 1-12, but I wouldn't be surprised if Titans get the win.
Neither.
Another Queensland derby, Battle of Brisbane, Dolphins and Broncos Friday night.
Broncos 13 plus next.
Yeah,
Broncos
13 plus
Broncos
next.
Watch the Hammer rock up this game, but
he's been so bad this last couple of weeks.
People were getting mad at me when I said he's only good in open space or when his team's ahead.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You've been proved right. Like,
come on, man. He's got to do something.
He's been very bad to start this season. Another could be another absolute blowout game. Dragons and Melbourne at Cogra.
Bro, they won the last time. They won the last time these teams played.
Melbourne,
bro.
Melbourne.
You know what, dude? I'm not gonna say it's gonna be a blowout.
I think it's gonna be a blowout.
Don't get me wrong, I want it to be a blowout.
You know why it's gonna be a blowout?
I think they've just been tortured the last 12 days. I swear the first 3 training sessions, they didn't touch a ball.
Probably.
I reckon they didn't touch a ball, bro. I think they got told to run up hills and run long distance and run again.
And no more try celebrations.
No more try celebrations. Use the energy on the field. I'm going.
Kick field goals and convert your tries.
After all that, Melbourne 13 plus.
Melbourne 13 plus, bro. Craig Bellamy. I think Craig Bellamy is gonna as a loss.
Yeah, I think he's gonna gin more than Flanagan over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No Nick Meaney. I think I don't know who's going to do their goal kicking, and I don't know who's going to play that centre position.
Well, at the moment, Papenhuyzen goal kicking, which has been shaky.
Are they going to? Who's their centre that they're going to play? Remus is gone. Grant Anderson, is Warbrick back?
Warbrick's back, the ball Grant Anderson.
I think maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what they're gonna do.
Maybe Warbrick's back.
If Warbrick is back, bro, what a name, by the way, Warbrick. I can never get over how good that name is. That name is aura. I'm not gonna doubt the boys. All right, the Dragons just don't have points in them.
They don't, and they can't compete against Melbourne. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know last time they versed in Melbourne, but that was the one fluke.
That was the one fluke.
That was like a, to quote Flax, a fright. What was it again? Something in a pan moment? Flash in a pan moment.
Melbourne 30 plus.
This next one, though, they're both at $1.92. Cowboys and Raiders. This is up at North Queensland, though.
Oh, because they always beat the Raiders. But I'm going the Raiders.
They do.
That forward pack is going to bash the crap out of that.
Especially after last week.
Yeah, they're going
to
bash him.
To make matters worse, Tarpany's back.
Oh, they're going to bash him. I'm going Raiders 13 plus here, dude. They're going to bash him.
I'll go Raiders, I think 13 plus. As much as it could be 1-12, I'm going 13 plus.
I think I'm actually going to go Raiders 1-12 just because it's in town.
It's probably going to be hot.
It's hot, it's going to be.
But I don't care.
I think it would be 13 plus if it was in Raiders.
It's a fit team.
I know they're fitter, but it's also...
But Raiders always lose to the Cowboys in Townsville.
That's why I'm thinking 1-12. I think it's going to be Raiders 1-12.
The Cowboys somewhere.
Yeah, Raiders 1-12, bro.
I think Raiders 13 plus.
$1.92 is good odds,
bro. Yeah, both $1.92.
And chuck it on now before the team list comes out, surely.
All right. Last Saturday game, Sharks and Bulldogs at Shark Park.
Sharks 13 plus next.
Yeah, I think you can't say that when we have our 3 best players missing, all right? No, you can't say that.
I can say that.
You can't say that quickly. You can't say that quickly like we're shit, all right?
Mate, you nearly lost the Parramatta.
You said that faster than I said the Dolphins one.
Yeah, but your team.
I don't like that speed, mate. Yeah, I think you slow it down. I think you say that again, but the speed it deserves, all right?
Give it a bit more credit here. We're not like a Parramatta team. We're a bit better than that.
Dog 7 plus.
Yeah, you're going to get a cuff.
Sharks
13 plus. I do think it's going to be Sharks 13 plus.
It's a blockbuster game, second versus six.
I thought it could be a lot more than 13 plus, in all honesty. It's going to be a big challenge for us to contain that forward pack.
It's very sad.
With the 3 players that we're missing. But I just feel like we're going to lose that battle in the middle because we don't have Matt Burden to get us out of trouble every time we have a bad set. And if you give the Sharks that much field position, they're going to score a lot more points than Parramatta.
Right.
It's at Shark Park, and we just fucking never win there.
And I think I'm actually disappointed because this could have been such a good game.
Considering the last time what happened when we versed them. The Nico Hines miss.
And then
we win in goal and point. So
right.
I think they will beat us pretty comfortably.
I'm going to give my two cents on this game really quickly. Look, I think it's going to be a tough match. Because Sharks at times, yeah, they're good, but I think they're sometimes missing that like killer edge to like just bury the game. Like, they could have easily put 50 points on South, but they got complacent. Again, every team has been complacent. No one's played full 80 minutes. But the Sharks in particular, at times, have actually been like not very good. They've had a lot of errors. And I think our mentality, our defense, I'm saying Sharks 1-12. It hurts because I want to say Dogs 1-12, but I'm going to say Sharks 1-12. I think it's going to be close. Like a try or like maybe a conversion, the difference. It's going to be very, very, I think it's going to be close.
It'll feel like a win if that's the case, if that happens.
Exactly.
I just don't think that's happening.
Look, I think we're bound for a loss eventually. We're not going to win every game. We're due for a loss. We've won the first three in a row.
It's a loss that we need to have, man. Exactly. And we've got losses to give because at this point last year, we were like 1-3.
1-3 last year. Now we're 3-0.
Yeah, so now we're 3-0. So we've got losses to get.
I'm going to go Sharks 1-12. I will say that for value, Sharks $1.26, Dogs $3.90. Like, they're heavily favoring the Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks $1.26 is pretty good.
But
that's like a $2.20, 13 plus.
Look, I'm going to go Sharks 1-12, but mate, back in the Dogs till I die.
I'm just a realist, man. I know when my teams drift for a loss, and I think the math ain't mathing in terms of us winning this game. But I think it's going to make us better if we get belted in this game. Everyone will lock in. Sometimes you need a reset.
I think we're pretty locked in, but we'll see what happens on Saturday night.
Sunday games, boys.
Manly versus Parramatta in Manly. Manly 13 plus.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
I can't not go Manly 13 plus here. And Turbo will be
back.
Turbo's back. And they always beat Manly. And they always beat the Parramatta Eels.
In Manly.
And it's at Manly, which the vibes are just good at right now. Look at that Good Day Hill. There's so many people on it every single time, mate. And there's just a bunch of dilfs, mate. I'll quote Eddie. I'll quote Eddie, mate. Like, after the last Garrick performance, I can't give Eddie dilf of the year anymore, mate. It's got to go to Ruben. And listen, man, have you seen Ruben get into an elevator? That guy gets into an elevator with so much aura that you can't. You just know that the Manly Seagulls are doomed, mate. The Parramatta Eels are doomed. Parramatta, I'm going Manly 13 plus.
I agree.
Manly 13 plus.
This could get really ugly. Lomax can do all the effort he wants. It's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
Because our big issue was we'll do a lot of one outs against Parramatta. Manly, they'll shift the ball.
Yeah.
They're going to shift and their strike power. Hamola Oluwatu is going to have a field day as well. Don't be surprised if he scores.
Yeah.
Last one, Tiger Town. Tigers and Warriors at Campbelltown.
Bro, this one is so hard to pick.
I agree. This is a tough one.
I think... It's not in New Zealand.
If it was in New Zealand, I'd pick the Wires. Yeah, but I think because it's...
It's at Campbelltown and the vibes are very good in Tiger Town right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with the Tigers, mate.
1-12.
Yeah, Tigers 1-12, I think. But then again, if the Wires stay solid, they could win this game. Man, and I think... Deep down, I think the Wires will win this game. But I'm just trying to think smart. And I just think the vibes are going to be mad.
It was crazy. Whichever team wins, will win three in a row. If Tigers win, it's three wins in a row. If Warriors win, it's three
wins. When was the last time Tigers
won
three in a row?
2020.
Yeah, they won three in a row in 2020, and then they lost to the Dogs. Even 2018.
Yeah, but
they won two in a row, and then they were going to verse the Dogs at Campbelltown, and then they lost to, like, Dylan Nafa and Kieran Foran and shit.
I was
at that game. I'm happy. I like both of these teams. I hope it's a draw.
You know, a draw would be... The Warriors was actually the most recent thing to get into a draw. So, you know what? I wouldn't be too surprised. But I'm going to go Tigers 1-12. I just think the experience... Because the Warriors are missing a lot of experience and leadership at the moment. And I think Coruscant, Luai, even to some extent, Taruva, I feel like he's had some sort of influence on this team. I think they're all good. But they are missing... I'm pretty sure Jarrell Skelton's not going to be playing.
And, yeah, he injured himself.
one of their forwards. I think one of the Finu boys.
Yeah, I think so as well.
But I think Finu might play with Skelton. I think he's out.
You know what? I'm gonna go out on a whim and say this will be a golden point draw. Because if it goes to golden point, I don't know who's kicking that field goal. I think even Rodgers out.
RTS is out.
RTS is out because he injured himself hamstring. Same. That's the same thing that Skelton did. I'm gonna go out on a whim and say that I think the Warriors game. Warriors versus Tigers, I think that's going to be a golden point draw. I don't know who's kicking the field goals, but they're all going to miss.
Actually, not Harris DeVita's.
They're all missing, bro.
Oh, it's going to remind me, what game was it? The Sharks game where they just couldn't... I don't know who they versed, but they couldn't kick a field goal to save their lives. But, yeah, it's going to be good.
Our golden point draw, dude, if that hits, that's clip of the century.
Yeah, but this is last game of that round, so this will be a good way to finish the
round. Yeah, bro, then, I think it's going to be a good game, man.
And then the Knights have the bye, which, you know...
It gives
Dean Nilso a break from running. He ran 20 k's, that man.
He was crying in the car beforehand, poor bloke, bro. I'd cry too if I had to run 20 k's because my team freaking lost
I feel for him, bro. Just
they can't win in the hot box, dude. The Gold Coast hot box, they just can't do it. They can't handle the heat.
I think it's 9 in a row now.
They can't win in the Gold Coast.
Hey, let's
Stop giving them games in the Gold Coast.
God help that team if they versus a team like Melbourne or Penrith or a good or a Sharks when they have no injuries.
They versus the Dogs after this. They versus Dogs next.
With no Matt Burton,
no Kikau, no Karaz. Hey, Dan Nilsson, I love you, mate.
Shout out to 20 k's.
109 kilos, 197 centimeters. People should not be running 20 k's. Yeah, he done it like a fucking champion.
Bro, he inspires me. That is insane. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. All right.
I'd be surprised if someone from Newcastle goes to Bali again.
Yeah, I think that... Well, they went in a 10-game winning streak after that, right? Don't forget that.
Well, no, they actually got smashed at Parramatta. Then they went to Bali.
Yeah, and then they went on a 10-game winning streak after Bali.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe Bali... It's like me. There's a story that my basketball team had. We started the season off 0-6. We had an emergency team meeting at Hooters before it closed down on James Bruce Drive. And then we had an emergency team meeting. I wasn't 18 years old, yet they still served me alcohol. Shout out to them. I had Asahi Super Dry, 16, 17-year-old me. But I looked like I was 30, so I can't blame them. And then after that, we played at Auburn Basketball Center. The Auburn Basketball Center that's in Lidcombe that... is called the Cumberland Basketball Centre. That's home to the Parramatta Wildcats. Make it make sense. Anyway. All right, make it make sense. But anyway, we played there. Did not lose a game for the rest of the year. And we started going to Oljana after every game. Win, lose, or draw. But we didn't lose the rest of the season. Oljana was what made us OP.
Made the tomb.
And the hood. And yeah, and that's we didn't lose the rest of the way. We win the grand final. Oljana to celebrate. So maybe that's what Bali is for the Newcastle Knights. Maybe Dylan Brown needs to go to Bali.
Maybe.
He needs to be initiated into that culture. Yep. And that's it. They're winning from there. So,
but yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's League Lads for this week. Yeah. We're actually going to drop on a Tuesday, how it's meant to be.
We dropped on a Tuesday last week, but yeah, you weren't here.
I know, so it doesn't count. It doesn't count unless I'm here. All right. So, yeah, I love you all. And make sure you write Flaxy at the end of this video. I don't know.
Up the flax.
Flaxy Hutchison.
Yeah.
That's what you got wrong.
No, right.
Flaxy Hutchison.
Flaxy is a Yaris. There
Flaxy,
we go.
Flaxy Hutchison. That's what you're writing at the end of it. And I would love to see a David Flaxman comment that says Flaxy Hutchison.
No, because that's just... That, he's just
Flaxy
he's just,
Hutchison.
He's just giving shit to himself.
Flaxy Hutchison. See, I love you.
All right. Thank you.